T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Loaded up, Lee, with Joe Biden money, $116 billion worth with a B. Our enemies are on the march, most especially Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Who just watches while our enemies develop nuclear weapons.
Right, with the money we give them.
Yeah, exactly.
So, or let them have is a better way to put it. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog said Monday, Iran's recent nuclear activity raises eyebrows, saying that Tehran could produce nuclear bombs within weeks. So, I hope, that's good thing that we lifted the missile sanctions. Otherwise, I mean, I don't know how they'd get them there. What, load them up on a ship and send them over to Israel? But this way, because they're now allowed to buy missiles, thanks to Joe Biden, they'll have a really good delivery system for the nukes. So that's good for them. It's good for them. And you actually watch. And that's what we do on the show. And it confuses a lot of people when they come in here. And, well, no. Joe Biden supports Israel. He said, no, watch what he does. No, he said it doesn't matter what he says. He also says his uncle was eaten by cannibals. I mean, you can only, you know what I mean? You can only take what he says. So seriously, you have to watch what he does. So right now, we have the shocking situation of Iran, according to the UN, who we're always supposed to believe, right, says they're weeks away from having the nukes, given their nuclear activities that are being observed. This would be the time, Lee, to slap the missile sanctions back on Iran and anybody who would sell missiles to Iran. But no, they're allowed to have missiles. What would they want missiles for? I don't know. Did you see Israel take 114 of them raining down on their head from Iran? Maybe that's what they want them for. Yeah. 6 months after we said, yeah, go ahead, buy missiles. It'll be fine. Iran could use some missiles. Yeah, let's just let the sanctions expire.
Yeah, it's the Missile Replenishment Fund.
Yes. And then we made sure they had the money to do it. We lifted the Trump sanctions. So they had $100 billion worth of oil sales. We then went through and went, okay, here's $16 billion worth of oil revenues we've frozen because Iran's a state-sponsored terror. Let's let them have that, too, so they can make sure to have plenty of money to buy the missiles with. It's almost as if they are using the Book of Revelation as a foreign policy guide at the Biden White House. Now, really? Why don't we go ahead and fund Gog and Magog and get it over, all right? Where's Gog? Can we send them some money? Do they need some missiles?
Maybe we need $666 billion to send to somebody.
I swear. So, you know, and you got to love this article. It's a Newsweek. Okay. So it's the UN and they're saying, yeah, hey, Iran's going to have missiles in a few weeks. And then it quotes the Biden administration as saying they are watching closely and very concerned. Well, not concerned enough to put the missile sanctions back on. I mean, I'd love for somebody to ask Joe Biden, should Iran be allowed to have missiles on which to deliver their nukes? Simple question. That's what I'd ask him right now. Yes or no? Should we give them the missiles? Should they be allowed to buy the missiles, say, from, I don't know, one of our other enemies like China or Russia?
North Korea, most likely.
I guarantee he'd say no, but yeah. That's what his administration did. So, I'm at a loss. All of this stuff you're seeing in the Middle East would not be happening had Joe Biden not been elected. I mean, literally all of it, we could trace it all back to the funding. We can trace all of it. And still it continues. I mean, I can't imagine if he got four more years. Pause.
Well, if Biden gets four more years, I guess the enemies of this country will be the most profitable organizations in the world.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're doing here. I mean, we're at the point, and I keep saying this, if you are so fortunate as to become our enemy, you have hit the jackpot. You have reaped the mother load. Because we will fund you to make it fair. If you weren't getting funded before and you do something outrageous, like kill 1,400 Israeli civilians, you're going to get the money you weren't getting. $9 billion. $9 billion Congress just rewarded Hamas in Gaza with. So I've been having kind of fun with this morning. That's $18,000 for a Gazan family of four as a reward to them for electing the terror group Hamas as their government. Is there a terror group I could vote for? Because for like $18,000, I would, you know, I mean, like, I might do that. I feel like my vote is kind of useless right now. You know what I mean? Here's a question for it. How about we look at Russia and go, you know, they're doing a really good job in Ukraine. They have conquered so much territory, and it's not fair because they're our enemy too. Hey, let's unfreeze all of those Russian funds we're talking about giving to Ukraine.
Or we could just do what we're doing now, which is to restrict American petroleum production on the market and make the price of oil go up so that Russia benefits. That's where we are.
Texter writes, "Dear Ms. Servatius, FYI, the cannibals, Gog and Magog, are controlled by us as well. Signed, sincerely, the FBI." I'm sure the CIA will weigh in soon. So anyway, just laughing at the absurdity of American foreign policy and kind of where we are today.
Yeah, foreign policy is pretty foreign to this administration.
Yeah. And we opened the show with this absolute absurdity. I almost fell off my chair yesterday. I'm sitting here and I see this news report. I'm recording the Battleground America podcast. Mike Johnson, you know, the Republican speaker, he's going to Colombia to confront the pro-Hamas protesters. And I'm like, well, let's see. What have the pro-Hamas protesters done? Chanted death to Israel, threatened Jews, you know, that kind of stuff. But are they actually funding Hamas like you, Mike? No. So who's the biggest Hamas supporter yesterday at Columbia? I would argue it's Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House. Because yesterday, about halfway through the show, I was, you know, reading an Associated Press article and realized a third of the Israeli, you know, aid package is $26 billion. Roughly a third of it is going to Gaza. The elected government of Gaza is Hamas, the terror group that did the October 7th slaughter. Hamas, the government of Gaza, has a 70% approval rating in polling on average. The people who elected them, the Gazans. So Mike Johnson just printed and borrowed from your grandchildren $18,000 for a family of four Gazans, and we're shipping it over there. $9 billion for 2 million people. There's only 2 million of them, Lee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And then this moron, because I don't think he's evil, I think he's just dumb. This moron has the unmitigated gall yesterday. This guy who calls himself our speaker to go to Colombia and confront Hamas supporters. Honey, you're the biggest Hamas supporter there is. You just gave them $9 billion. Did you not read your own bill? And here's the thing, and I want to make this clearly before folks listening, as we're people listening all over the country. Before you get so frustrated with the Republican Party that you just give up, understand a majority of Republican Congress members in the House voted no. They got it right. They actually got it right. Mike Johnson teamed up with the Democrats to defeat the majority of his own caucus, to defeat the majority of his own party. So his own party tried to stop him. So fresh from the vote to give Hamas and the Gazans $4,500 apiece, he goes to Colombia to condemn students for supporting Hamas. But there ain't anybody on that campus to give as much money to Hamas and the Gazans as Mike Johnson. So here's this moron yesterday. And even dumber than Mike, there are people even dumber than Mike. The students are protesting Mike. They should be cheering Mike. It's also upside down. Anyway, he tried to speak for 18 minutes and he got booed and screamed out.
Enjoy your free speech.
Students, some of the student organizers are part of the group called Jewish Voices for Peace.
Anti-Israel encampments are popping up at universities all across this country.
Then he goes on Jesse Waters, Lee. This is the punchline. He goes on Jesse Waters and says, the students are confused if they support Hamas. Mike, you just gave them $9 billion. Hamas controls the entire Gaza. They're the government. You cannot send $9 billion to Gaza without sending it to Hamas.
It was chaos on that campus. I mean, we were looking out to a sea of students' faces with rage. So many of them, Jesse, don't even know what the heck they're talking about. This is not the expression of free speech. It's not the free exchange of ideas in the public square. This is threatening and intimidating Jewish students because of who they are, because of what they believe.
Well, you're funding Hamas, honey, so you tell me. You tell me your party tried to stop you. Does he even know? Is he this stupid? Is he literally this dumb? Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't think he's evil. He doesn't come across that way. I'm trying to understand this level of abject stupidity, and I can't. Think about this. $9 billion. Okay, you can't send $9 billion worth of food. It'll go bad. It's 2 million people. I mean, that's enough to feed them for, 5, 10 years? What they're going to do, and a lot of what they send the aid in, Lee, is fuel. They'll send fuel in because that keeps them dug in and fighting Israel. So what he just did was refueled Hamas so they could continue fighting Israel, maybe do another October 7th, something like that. Maybe then Mike can send him more money. Look, I expect this from Chuck Schumer. I don't expect this from us.
I just want to know, this is all politics. Politics is about negotiation. Politics mm-hmm. is about, should be about, you know, each side trying to get what they can and each side also giving up something. That's what's called a bipartisan compromise. Of course, we know that bipartisan compromise in this country is Republicans caving into whatever the heck that Democrats want. But I still want to know, what did the Democrat side give up in this deal, and what did the Republicans get?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because Ron DeSantis made this point while trashing Johnson 2 days ago from Florida. Was it? Yeah, 2 days ago, I think, from Florida. And he said, I don't understand. Here, take a listen.
The number one issue that our voters wanted them to address is the southern border and the massive influx of foreigners by the millions coming into this country, and we don't know who these people are, and they basically just surrendered on the border. They now have no leverage to do anything on the border. They had an opportunity to insist that Biden accept the border if he wanted all the foreign aid, and they decided to capitulate. And so he got everything he wants, and Republican voters did not get anything with respect to stopping this problem at the southern border. And I just think that we're doing more in Florida to deal with it than the Congress is. I mean, it's just pathetic that that's going on. So I was really, really disappointed to see that they basically capitulated entirely on the border. And at this point, you're not going to see anything done on the border for the rest of this year. What, are we just going to let in another 2 million people and do nothing about it? I think it was a real, real failure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and understand, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott voted for this mess. So they are pro-Hamas now, too. We have to treat them like the pro-Hamas Democrats. We do. Texter writes, I'm so happy I get to support 9 of Gaza's citizens after I pay my tax bill. Wow, sir, that means you paid $40,000. Ooh, that hurt. That'll leave a mark. And finally, another texter writes, hey, Mike Johnson, how many hostages did we get back for that $9 billion? I don't know. Call Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott's office and ask them, how many hostages we get back? I mean, for $9 billion, shouldn't we get at least one American hostage back? And don't forget, Hamas killed 30 American citizens on October 7th. And as a reward, we pay them $4,500 a person in Gaza. You can only laugh. You can only laugh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.